Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Maseches Sota Daf Chav Gimel. We are holding right in the middle of the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis, on the fourth line from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Nitmeis Min Chasa. So we have the Isha who's a Sota, who has her Mincha, but the Mincha became Tummy. Before we had a chance to be makrivit on the Mizbeach. What do we do? Well, it depends. Ad shaloi kacha b'kli. If it has not yet been placed into a keli shoreis, which makes it really kaddish, it gives it that higher level of kedusha, inherently kaddish, kedusha saguf. It hadn't gotten to that point. It's only monetarily kaddish. Kedusha is damim. So what do? We redeem it. We treat it like any other mincha in this type of situation, and we redeem it, we exchange it for money, the money becomes kaddish, the mincha loses kedusha, and not to worry. But if the mincha had already been placed in a kli sharis, where it attained a higher level of kedusha, kedusha saguf, it becomes inherently kaddish, which doesn't allow for redemption. What do we do with this mincha now? The mincha that's tamei. Harehi kechala menachis. We treat it like any other mincha in this type of situation. V'tisarif, and it's burnt, not on the mizbeach, rather in a place called Beis Hadoshen, this burning area next to the mizbeach. In fact, we have a whole long list of situations where this process is applied. V'elu shemin chasein strafos. The following situations, the menaches will be burnt in the Beis Hadeshen. So we start with mincha, examples of minchas soita, which for some reason or other cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And since it's Kaddish, it has to be burnt by Beis Hadeshen. And then we proceed to another more universal example pertaining to any mincha of the Isha. Okay, so we have examples of minchais soita, which will not be brought in the mizbeach, rather will be burnt by Beis Hadeshen. Ha'imeres t'mei ani lach. Isha gets up and says, I admit, I am guilty. We stop the process in its tracks. There's no point in continuing. The whole point is to verify. Well, it's confirmed. She's tamei. The mincha is not burnt. Or v'shebola edim she itmei. She didn't admit, but edim came and testified as such. She's guilty. We burn the mincha. Ha'imeres ani shoisa. Or at this early point, this early stage in the process, she can still opt out. She says, I'm not going to drink. And I'm going to leave my marriage. I'm going to lose my ksuva. But okay, we can't force her to drink at this point. Mincha gets burnt. Or, v'shebalo einoy roitza lashkoisa. Husband refuses to proceed with the process of giving her the water. He opts out. We burn the mincha. V'shebalo bala badarach, or the husband inappropriately interacted with her as married as they were traveling to Yerushalayim, and of course it's Asr because it's post Kinyan V'Stira, Mincha is burnt. The next case applies to all Minchas of women, not necessarily Minchas Soita. V'chol ha'nesuyos l'kayhanim. If an Isha is married to a Kayin, Minchas sein israfos. So in that case we burn the Mincha. Now, we're meant to know that typically a Mincha brought by Yisrael, so the kmitza, the scoop, is placed on the mizbeach, and the rest is given to the kehanim. A mincha brought by a kohen has no kmitza; rather, the entire mincha, in totality, is burnt on the mizbeach. What about a situation such as ours? You have an isha married to a kohen. So on the one hand, he's paying for it. Technically, it's a minchas kohen, which doesn't allow for the kohanim to consume the shirayim, right? But on the other hand, it's a sort of a mix. It really is coming to address the isha's obligations. So it's really not a minchas kohen. So what happens? Says the Mishnah, V'chol ha'nesuyos l'kohanim, minchasein nisrafos. We find a solution. We burn. We take the kaimetz, put on the mizbeach. And then we burn the leftovers in the Beis Hamikdash. So we cover all bases. We treat it somewhat, to a certain extent, like a Minchas Yisrael, which requires Kmitza, and the Kmitza is taken out and put in the Mizbeach. We also give it the din of a Minchas Kohen, because it's sponsored by a Kohen, the husband. In which case the Shiraim are not eaten, rather they're burnt, not on the Mizbeach, but the Beis Hadash. And the Mishnah continues to summarize and to draw distinctions between a Kehenes and a Kohen, etc., etc. Bas Yisrael Shnisas the Kohen. So once again, we have a Isha from a Yisrael home. Shnisas the Kohen, who is married to a Kohen. Mincha son is Rafis. So that's what we do. We burn the Mincha because it has an element of Kahuna because of the husband, and an element of Yisrael because of the wife. Now Rashi points out, by the way, we'll see that in the Mishnah further, that only a Minchas Kohen has the halacha that the entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. But if an Isha comes from a Kohen family, she doesn't have that halacha. That's just important to mention. Okay? So we have now this mixed Mincha. We take the Kohenets, we're makter it, and the Shiraim are burnt in the Beis Hadash. The Kehenes, Shenisus LeYisrael, Minchas Ne'achelas, as opposed to a reverse situation. An Isha from a Kohen family married to a non-Kohen, married to a Yisrael, in this case, it's a regular standard mincha. You amak the kaimitz and you eat the shirayim. Why not? And the Mishnah points out that, in fact, that's one of the differences between a Kohen and a Kohenes. Ma bin Kohen le Kohenes. We have several differences. The first one has to do with mincha, as we just mentioned. Minchas Kohenes Ne'echelas. A mincha brought by a Kohenes, whether she's single or she's married to a Yisrael, doesn't matter. The mincha is a standard mincha, in which case the leftovers are eaten by the Kohanim. Only the Kohenes is brought on the Mizbeach, but the rest the Kohanim have. Uminchas Kohen, Eina Ne'echelas, mincha belonging to a man, Kohen, goes straight on the Mizbeach, lock, stock, and barrel. Another difference between a Kohenes and a Kohen. Kohenes mischalelas. If a Isha Kohenes got involved as married with somebody who's pasul, she becomes a chalala, disqualified from eating truma, from marrying a Kohen. The Kohen ain't mischalel, but this doesn't happen to a man Kohen who gets involved inappropriately. It doesn't affect him to this extent. Another difference. Kohenes metamal mason. A woman Kohen can get involved with the mason, she can go to a funeral. Bein kohen mitamel mason, but a male kohen cannot. Kohen oichel b'kachi kachim. A male kohen can have the kachi kadoshim, such as the chatos, etc. He can eat those. Bein kohenes oichelas b'kachi kachim, but the women kohenim cannot. We learn this from Pesukim. Once we're on the topic of distinctions, ma bein ish l'isha. We find some differences between a man and a woman. So we're not discussing things which don't apply to women at all. We're speaking about things which do apply somewhat to women, but we have distinctions between the way it applies to a man or to a woman. Ma bin ish l'isha. Ha'ish pareya purim. A man who is a mitzora is to let his hair grow, and purim means to let it to tear his clothing. But that doesn't apply to a woman, although she becomes a mitzvah, but she doesn't have to go through this process. Vein ha'isha parasa paremis. Ha'ish mother's b'nei menazir. There's a halacha that a man can impose naziris on his son. Vein ha'isha mother's b'nei menazir, but isha cannot do that. This is based on halacha v'shem esinai. One more nazir-related distinction. Ha'ish megaleich al naziris aviv. Suppose his father was a nazir, and he set aside some funds for his karbonis, and he passed away. The son is also a nazir. He wants to be megalech. He wants to shave, literally shave. It means the whole process with the karbonis. He wants to use his father's money for that. He can do that. Ha'ish megalech al nazirus aviv. But ve'ino isha megalachas al nazirus aviv. A woman cannot do that. Ha'ish megalech as bitay. A man could hand his daughter over for kedushin, even without her consent. Ve'ino isha megalech as bitay. but a woman can't. We're speaking about a ketana, obviously. Hoyish meicher es bitay. A man can sell his daughter as a maidservant. Benisha mecher es bitay. A woman can't do that. Hoyish kinuskal orum. When skila, capital punishment is applied to a man, it's without his garments. Veina isha niskalas aruma, but that doesn't apply to an ish. Hoyish nitla. When an ish goes through skila, he's hung afterwards. Veina isha nitlas doesn't apply to a woman. Hoyish nimka bet nevasai. A thief can be sold to pay back the geneva. Veina isha mekaris bet nevasai, but we don't sell an isha for that purpose. Okay, let's backtrack to the first halacha. The fact that the mincha brought by the woman married to the kohen is treated in some way like a minchas kohen, to the extent that none of it will be eaten. On the other hand, we can't just take the whole thing and put on the mizbeach like it would be a kohen's mincha, because it identifies with her as well. So it's sort of a hybrid mincha. Tana Rabbanan, kol ha'nesuos l'kahuna, mincha yisei nisrafos. A mincha brought by an isha who's married to a kohen, that mincha is burnt. Ketan, explain to me how this works. Kohenes, or a levia, the Israelis, you have a woman who's a kohenes family, or from a Levi family, or a regular Israelis. Shenis is the kohen married to a kohen man. Ein mechasa nechelas. On the one hand, you can't just be makta the kohen and eat the rest. You can't do that, because it's somewhat his. He's paying for it. He has a part in it. And a mechas kohen is never eaten by kohen. On the other hand, you can't just take the whole thing and burn it on the mizbeach like it would be a minchas kohen. Ve'ena oile kalu. You know why? Because it's somewhat hers. She has a part in it. It's coming to address her obligation. So it identifies with her as well. You can't just treat it like a minchas kohen. So what's the solution? We have a compromise. Ela akoyev akoymitz. Korev ba'atma. We do the kmitza, which we are marked there separately. Vashirayim kreven ba'atma. And we take the shirayim and we put it on the mizbeach separately. So first the kaimis and then the shirayim. So, you know, it's a combined process. On the one hand, we do the kmitza like a minchas yisroel. On the other hand, we makriv the shirayim as well like a minchas kohen. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Once you are makter the kaimis, you may not proceed with being makriv the shirayim. There's a prosek, a drasha against that. Ikri kan, let's apply the pasuk. Kol shehu mimenu l'ishim, harihu b'bal taktiru. The pasuk says, v'chol dvash v'chasar lo yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem. And the Gemara makes the drasha. We are meant to learn from here. Kol shehu mimenu l'ishim. Let's say you have a mincha, which part of that mincha was taken and put on the mizbeach. The kaimitz was already brought from this mincha onto the mizbeach. Harihu baltak tiru. You no longer have the ability to makti the rest on the mizbeach. It's leftovers. It doesn't belong on the mizbeach. So here we have the mincha, whose kaimitz was burnt on the mizbeach, that preempts be makriv the rest. Amar vidu be'ev shiram pasi. Here's the answer. The makriv lulushum eitzim. You have a mind like this. I'm not sure how to treat this mincha. On the one hand, it belongs to a kohen, it belongs to a non-kohen. So I say, look, on the chance that it's treated like a kohen's mincha, so the whole thing is meant to go on the mizbeach, okay? I'm being makriv of everything. On the tzad that's really not a kohen's mincha, and doesn't really belong on the mizbeach, the shrine, I mean, so I'm putting it on the mizbeach, l'shum eitzim, as though it's firewood. I'm not treating it as a hakrava, I'm just using it as firewood. You can do that. Your intentions, your kavana, determine how to treat this. Kerbeleza, as Rebeleza says, you can do this. To Sanya Rebeleza Omer, there's a whole machlekes there in Zvachim. You have parts of the chatas, which are not meant to be brought on the Mizbeach, getting mixed up with parts of an oila, which are meant for the Mizbeach. What do? Chacham say there's no way out. You have to let it spoil and burn it. Rebeleza says, look, put the whole mix on the mizbeach and say, look, The chatas part there doesn't belong. It's just firewood. I'm not being makar of it. For the pasuk that we learned the iser from, it says reich nechoyach, only meant for if it's meant for akrova to bring a reyach, a scent, kaviyachol, you know, like a masa akrova to Hashem, that's a problem. Yata mala. Aval tamalelu shum eitzim, but he can bring it up if it's just meant as firewood. So that's the solution in our case. Again, we have a mincha, a joint mincha, relating to the husband kohen, relating to the isha non kohen. So we separate the kohenets or makter, and the rest is also brought in the mizbeach. At the worst, it's just firewood. So that's good. Hanichel Rabbi Lezer, that's going to go into Rabbi Lezer, the Islei HaSvaru, who subscribes to this idea that your kavanah l'shem etzim can change the equation. Elul Rabbana, but according to the Shittas Rabbana who disagree. If it's on the mizbeach, it's a carbon. You can't just turn it into firewood. The less l'shem HaSvaru, they don't hold it as far. So what's the solution in our case? You're stuck. You can't treat it like a minchas Yisrael, and you can't be makiv on the mizbeach like a minchas koyim. Ma'ikilamim. We have another solution. As we mentioned back in the Mishnah, we burn it in the Beis HaDeshen. The Abdilu Kerab Lezer Rabbi Shimon. We follow the other sheet. The Sanya, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer. So he's actually speaking about a totally different case. Mincha that a kohen will bring on account of a chet, a minchas chet of a kohen. It's all shaila whether we bring it on the mizbeach or not. So he says like this. I'll give you a good solution. Hakayim mitzkarev ba'atzmoy. Vashirayim mitzbazrim al beis hadeshen. Very simple. You take the minchas choyte v'koyin, you separate the koyimitz, put on the mizbeach, and the shirayim you don't eat. You send it to the beis hadeshen to get burnt. So that's going to be the answer in our case as well. You're stuck with this dilemma. On the one hand, you can't just eat the shirayim. On the other hand, you can't be mak of the shirayim. What is it? Is it a kohen? Is it a zizor? So you burn it on the Beis HaDeshen. Even the Rabbanon will disagree over there. By the minchas choyte of a kohen with Rablezer. El b'minchas choyte shel kohanim. It's only that specific case because they disagree. They hold it's no problem. The basa krovi, you just put on the mizbeach. Right? There's a whole shaila there. What to do with it. So that's their shita. But in concept, this is a good solution. When you're really stuck, like in our Mishnah, when it's a Mechas Kehenes, you're not sure what to do. Avabah, but in our case, Hafilu Rabbanu Maidu, even they agree it's a good solution. So that's what we do. Okay, so the bottom line is, you have a Minchas, let's say Minchas Saita, belonging to an Isha married to a Kayin. Now, if it's the Kayin's, it goes straight on the Mizbeach, without Kmita, just straight on the Mizbeach. But it's really hers as well. Well, you can't have the Shirayim being eaten, maybe it's so you're stuck. So the solution is like this. You take the kaimetz, put on the mizbeach. And then, what do you do with the shirayim? So it depends. According to Rabbi Lezer, you can bring it on the mizbeach l'shum eitzim. According to Rabbi Lezer b'shimin, and the Gemara seems to hold that everybody would agree with that as well, that you can take the shirayim and put it on the Beis HaDeshen. So that's the chilek between a minchas kaihenes and a minchas kohen, bas Yisrael and a soul of kohen. So a bas Yisrael married to a kohen, her mincha will have a din somewhat of a minchas kohen, as we learned, it gets burnt. My taima, why do we say that it's all about being married to a kohen? But let's say she's a kohenes, single kohenes from a kohen family, her mincha is treated like a regular mincha. Like a mincha is Yisrael. Why? My time with Amakro, the pasuk says so. V'chol minchas kohen. The pasuk there is speaking, the parsha is speaking about kohanim. Why does the parsha, the pasuk repeat? V'chol minchas kohen. To stress. V'chol minchas kohen. Kol otil et ochel, it's fully burnt on the mizbeach. Kohen, only the mincha of a kohen. Like Kehenes, as opposed to an Isha from a Kohen family, if she's not married to a Kohen, we treat her like a regular Mincha. Another difference, Kehenes Mischalalis, Kohen ain't Mischalal. If a Kehenes gets involved with a Pasul as married, it affects her status, but not doesn't have the same effect by a male Kohen. Menolan, how do we know that? warning a kohen against getting involved with an isha inappropriately, it's going to ruin his kids. Zaroi mischalal, his kids are disqualified from kahuna. Vu'ine mischalal, it doesn't affect the father. Kohenas metama, an isha kohen can touch a mace, but not a man, not a male kohen. My time on the pasuk says, speak to the kohanim, warn them against becoming tamei, and it says, Emor el kohen bnei Aaron. Why add the words bnei Aaron to teach us bnei Aaron? It only applies to the boys, v'lei bnei Aaron to the not to the women. Kohen echel b'kachi kachim, but not women. Tchsev kol zochar. Right? Clearly, kol zochar b'vnei aron echlan. Uma ben ishlisha, we find differences between men and women regarding mitzvah, regarding skila. We're going to go through those as well. Tana Rabban. So the pasuk says that the ish, the man who has the nega, etc., ain't le'el ish. Perhaps it only applies to a man. Ish a man. How do we know all the halachas of negayim apply to women as well? The pasuk then says, "Vatzarua shaboya nega." The man, the tzarua, the individual with the tzaras. Apparently, there's no difference between a man and a woman. Harikan shnayim refers to the ish and to the isha. So the concept of tzaras applies to everybody. Imkain, if that's the case, if they're all equal, matam aloymar. Why does the pasuk stress the word ish? Le'inyan shelamata pertains to the halachas later on. The halachas discussed later on in the pesukim, ish parei apurim, regarding how to deal with a mitzvah in terms of uncovering his hair and his clothing, all that only applies to a man, not to a woman. Ho'ish maderes b'nei b'nazir. Ve'en ish maderes b'nei b'nazir, only a man can impose nazirus on a son, not a woman. Amar b'yechon halachi b'nazir as part of the halacha mishim sinai. Ho'ish megalech anzirus aviv. Ve'en ish megalechas anzirus aviyah. Once again, Rabbi Yechanan, it's based on the halacha, halachi ibn Azur. Ish mekadesh es bitoi. Really, ish mekadesh es bitoi. Only a man can mekadesh his daughter, not a woman. Tichsiv es biti nasat li shazeh. And Tosis explains that the pasuk there says, v'amar aviyah naro. The man will speak to the dayanim, right? Es biti nasati, indicating only a man has a right to bring his daughter into kedushin. And not Anisha does not have that right. Ha'ish meicher bitoy, ve'anisha mecheres is bita. Only a man can sell his daughter, not a woman. D'chsev kim kar ishes bitoy. Ha'ish niskal orayim. My time. How do we know that a man goes through skila without clothing? Rog mo'isay. My time of rog mo'isay. Pasuk says they stone him. My oisay. Why does it say va'oisay? Ilema. Is it trying to tell you? Oisay v'lo oisah. That skill only applies to a man, not to a woman. The pasuk says it applies to anybody. It's clearly applicable to all genders. Ella, rather, when it says oisai, it's coming to address one specific element of skila, the halacha of aram. Ella oisai b'lo ksusai, by the man that's without the ksus, b'lo yisai b'lo ksusai, as opposed to the woman. Ha'ish nitlov and ishat. This, likewise, when it comes to hanging them, my time of why I'm a krov, atalisa oisai al eitz. We learn oisai, it only applies to him. Lo yisai, not her, and Tesis brings the Gemara Sanhedrin, learning it from a different pasuk, v'chiyah bi'ish, right? Bi'ish, v'loi bi'ish. And finally, when it comes to selling him as a slave, for stealing, that only applies to a man. Ha'ish nimkar b'ginei yisai, v'ein ha'ish nimkar b'ginei v'asai, my time of why I'm a krov, the pasuk says, if he has nothing to pay, v'nimka b'gnei v'asoy. Why does he have to add the word b'gnei v'asoy? We learn b'gnei v'asoy only upon his robbing v'le b'gnei v'asoy, as opposed to an isha where this wouldn't apply. Hadron la chayonaita. Okay, let's just go back for a minute. We have the Mishnah, which gives us examples where the mincha is going to be burnt not on the mizbech, rather than the Beis HaDeshen, when the mincha becomes tamei. Or she admits, Adam come, or for whatever reason we can't proceed, we burn the mincha. Then we move on to the case of a mincha brought by an isha married to a kohen. On the one hand, he's sponsoring, and a mincha's kohen is meant to go directly on the mizbeach completely. On the other hand, it's really something coming to address the isha who's not really doesn't really qualify for this halacha, because as we learn in the Gemara, only the mincha of a man, a male kohen, has this halacha, but not the not a Kayanist, certainly not Israelis. Even when she's married to a Kayan, her mincha is somewhat here and somewhat there. So, what's the solution? We have two possible solutions. Number one, we take the Kayanist and we burn it on the Mizbeach, and the rest is brought on the Mizbeach with a condition. But it doesn't belong there, it's just firewood. That's Rabbi Lezer's approach. And the other approach would be we burn it on the Beis Hadesh. We find differences between Kehanim and Kehanois, and between the Ish and the Isha pertaining to Taras, to Nazirus, and to Skila. All the best to you, Hatzlacha Rabbah, and Besura Yistayos.